The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Praise 107.9 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Latarsha Hampton, sitting in for Apostle Americus Cheney and Dr. Cheney today. We welcome you to the Infusion broadcast, and we hope that there will be something said that will be inspirational, motivational, and an impartation from God. Also joining me will be Prophetess Tammy Kahn, and she's on her way, and we are here to serve you today and to bless you. Our focusing scripture today will be coming from Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we may ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. That scripture is very inspiring to me. It allows you to focus on what God can do for us. He speaks to us and says, now unto him who is able. He's letting us know right off, he's able. He can do it. There's no hesitation. There's no doubt. There's no confrontation. He is able. And he says that he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we may ask or think. He says that no matter what your wildest dream is, no matter what you're imagining to him to do, what you're waiting on, what you're confessing, what you're professing, what you're standing on, he's able to exceed that. And he's waiting to do that for us. We just have to put our trust in him. It also says unto the power, according to the power that worketh within us. We have to activate our power, our sense of responsibility to us, to him. Every thought that we think, it commands a response from God. If we're thinking that we are stuck in a situation or we are unable to do something, it provokes God to move for us. We can't wait on what we're thinking or how we're feeling or get in our emotions. We have to trust God anyway, in spite of. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you'd like to call in for prayer, our call-in number is 904-831-1079. Focus scripture again is Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. That's our founding scripture. I'm supposed to talk about what that scripture does for me. I am an author, a published author now. I have a book that's on Amazon. The name of the book is Starting Your Business, The Basics, Part 1, The Mogul Mindset. It's through an entrepreneurial academy that I've started, not just for the church, but for the kingdom, because there's a difference between church and kingdom. And I found myself, I have over 18 years experience as a paralegal, and people are always asking, well, how do I do this and how do I do that? But it's only after they messed up starting their business. So this book, it goes into the basics from the very beginning. Okay. And it shows about how important it is in choosing a name, choosing your brand, getting an EIN number, setting up your bank account, the very basic things that you need to do, choosing colors and your logo and just the simplicity of starting your business. Okay, so most people don't know. They see the Dr. LaTarsha side. They don't know the story behind that woman. Okay. Dr. LaTarsha was a girl living in the projects, raising two sons as a single mother. Wow. I can't tell you how many times in my life I heard no. Okay. You can't do this. You won't be that. Mm-hmm. But God. So I struggled. But my faith brought me through. I knew that there was more to me than what anybody said I wouldn't be. I just have always, both of my grandfathers were pastors. So the word was in me whether I was in it or not. So I constantly trusted God. If I, through the things that I have been through and faced in life, there had to be a purpose and plan for my life. So, I didn't know what it was, but it was bigger than anything that I could ever imagine. You have to trust God because He's all, you're all in all. You can get caught up in making money. You can get caught up in driving fancy cars. You can get caught up in wearing name brand clothes. But all that things, that's, those things are temporary. Only what Christ, we do for Christ will stand. I mean, it's just as simple as I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that God is God, and nobody can change that for me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I do apologize for running a little late today, but my dear beloved sister, she held down the fort, and I was listening to her on the radio, and I was like, go ahead, girl, with your bad self. Yeah, amen. Praise God. Yeah. So as Dr. LaTarsha was saying and expounding on her book, it's an entrepreneur guide. Well, it's an entrepreneur academy. So this is one of six of her series. Bless God. And I took it upon myself, you know, when she told me about it, I went out to Amazon and I purchased the book and I read through it. And being an entrepreneur myself and starting different businesses, I, like myself, I made mistakes and errors in the beginning. Right. Amen. Amen. Bless God. And for everybody that know, this is Minister Tammy Khan. I thank God for that. Amen. And it's like she was saying, starting your business, the basics. And sometimes, you know, like she said, this is for the church. It's the difference between church and kingdom. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. And the God that we serve, that's why I was talking to her about Ephesians, the scripture she came from. A lot of times, God give us vision. He give us insight of what we are and who we are and what we're able to do. And a lot of times we get that vision not knowing what to do or what to start. You know, we start off, we have faith and we believe in God, but we don't know what direction to go, what to do. And God placed people in His kingdom, in the church, to help give us guidance and direction. And Dr. LaTarsha, with this book, there are so many businesses out there in the kingdom of God. There are so many businesses out there in the church. And what this book does, it gives you a basic foundation of some of the things you do. bless God. I'm sorry, trying to catch my breath. And also in this book, she asks additional questions. So I'm going to turn this back over to her because I like the way she, you know, the format that she has and how she set it up to ask questions to make you search yourself and really search out why you're starting this business and where you're going with it.
Okay. The book is available on Amazon. You can look for LaTarsha Hampton, and it's called Starting Your Business, The Basics. When God gave this to me, I had so many ideas, and I just began to write everything down. And I wanted something that was practical, somebody could grab, hold on to, and nurse it. I didn't want a 100-page book, because I didn't feel like that was practical for somebody starting a business. If you want ready to start your business, God is giving you a vision. You're ready to push that vision. You need quick, fast, in a hurry, notes, And it's a guidebook. You can refer back to it. You can take notes in it. There are questions that I ask. And those questions prompt you to say, oh, okay, and take a look at myself.
She offers her additional services. Dr. LaTarsha is also a life coach and for the kingdom and for the church, and I emphasize that. And at the end of the book, she also offers a 30-minute session that you can also get her additional services and skills that she has to offer.
Okay. That's cool. Remember, you can call in.
And if you have any questions, feel free to call in. Or you want prayer, call in at 904-831-1079. Glory be to God. And I just want to remind you guys, you're listening to the Prophetic Infusion with Apostle Americans Cheney and Dr. Clarice Cheney. And you have your host, Tammy Kahn, and Dr. LaTarsha sitting in for them. Amen. And we have a caller at this time. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, this is LaQuisha. I was calling to see if I can get some prayer, please.
Amen, LaQuisha. You just need some general prayer?
Yes, right. Ma'am.
Amen. I'm going to let Dr. LaTarsha pray for you.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we come before you humbly asking for forgiveness of our sins. We ask you to watch over our sister today as she calls in for a need, God. We ask that you lead, God, direct, and instruct her, God, in all her ways. Every decision she has to make, God, I ask that you will watch over her, God. Give her the strength to stand the times, God, that she's facing right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to send comfort to her now, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will mount her up, God, and allow her to lean and depend on you, God, and trust in your ways and your will for her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you once again, I was just, God bless you. Be with you, dear. Once again, I'll let you know you're listening to the Prophetic Infusion. You can call in at 904-831-1079. And also, I want to inform everyone that Apostle is in a citywide crusade at Soul Tabernacle Ministries. And also, our dear sister Apostle Turner, she's also in. Glory be to God. She's also there tonight on the 24th. And the address of the church is 4578 St. John's Avenue. Apostle Turner will be there tonight. Apostle America Cheney will be there tomorrow. Let's go out and support the man and woman of God. Glory be to God. And I just want to go back to something that, you know, Dr. LaTarsha was talking about from the main scripture that we was coming from, saying that how what God has for us is beyond our own comprehension, and how we have to take what God has for us and walk in it. Faith without works is dead. So a lot of times we can believe God for something, but if we're not acting upon it and preparing ourselves for it, we're not going to walk in it. Glory be to God. God can give you a vision. God can give you an insight of what you have in you and what that he wants you to accomplish. But you have to prepare yourself. You have to enlarge your tents to receive that what God is wanting to give you. Because remember, dear brothers and sisters, what God has for you, we can't even comprehend or imagine. Amen. Dr. LaTarsha, I would like for you to expound a little bit more. When you stepped out, I know sometimes stepping out, it may not be the easiest thing, and we may have oppositions, but what are some of the oppositions you overcame, and what did you do to overcome them?
The biggest opposition was fear. Even though I may have the knowledge and experience that it took, the enemy will sometimes try to set you up and hold you back. And say, okay, nobody's going to read this book. Nobody's going to support you in this. And I had to come to the point where I had to make him out of a liar.
Amen.
Because God said I was fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
So if I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, there's purpose.
Yes.
And in that purpose, things are birthed out of it.
Yes.
We don't always know what they are. God called me to be the girl in the gap.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, what is that? And he said, whatever I need you to be, you're supposed to fill the gap.
Amen.
And I was like, that's broader than I thought. You know, that's beyond what I thought I could be. But he said the girl in the gap would be a gap filler.
Amen.
So if there's a need in the kingdom, he's equipped me to meet it. I've been a paralegal, a dental assistant. I've been a restaurant manager. I've owned my own businesses. But in everything God has led me to be, I've been able to bless others. And at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's not holding all the information to yourself. It's about blessing others.
Amen. And that is so true. And I love how she said the girl in the gap. I was listening to another teacher on the radio today, and he said that when he goes to different churches, he goes to see the minister, and the word that he ministers is a word to fill the gap. And he intercedes and using discernment to see what their lack of. And I think that is very powerful in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. I think that's very powerful in the kingdom is, you know, discerning what the church in the kingdom is lacking of and working to fill that gap. That's very powerful. Amen. One thing I did wanted to point out, you know, about our scripture is that under 17, it says that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Now, I want to stop right there because it says that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. And that right there, I think you could spend a lot of time teaching on that, a lot of time diving into that, because we got to remember, once again, we all have the same measure, because he said that, you know, for God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Glory be God. So we have the same measure of faith that Christ has. There's nothing different that we cannot accomplish that Christ accomplished. Because even Christ himself said, greater works should you do because I go unto the Father. And we have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You know, and then he goes to say after that being rooted and grounded in love. And what I take from that is like from Psalms 1. When he's talking about the tree planted by the rivers of water, you know, so in time of drought, if a tree is planted by the rivers of water, the roots are getting nourished and it's growing deep, deep, deep. So even if there's a time of drought, that tree knows no lack because the water is still there and the roots are deep enough to get it. And that's how we should be in the love of God, regardless of what the situation is. We should be contented because we should be getting grounded and rooted. There should never be no lack. Mm-hmm. In the kingdom. And Dr. Latarsha, I just want you to also talk about a little bit more about your personal experience. You know, like God is calling you the girl in the gap, and I think that is just phenomenal. And where do you see, what envision, when God gave you this envision, where do you see that is taking you?
I have no idea. I'm just willing to follow. And I'll explain more after you stay with us on the prophetic infusion as we listen to the music through ministry through music with Lisa Franklin, Prophesy.
I prophesy over you, you shall win and I lose. I prophesy over you, sickness has to move. I prophesy over you, blessings, prosperity too. I prophesy over you, you shall live, you shall live. Sing, I prophesy.
I prophesy.
Ooh, yeah.
Over you.
Over you.
You shall win. And I lose.
Ooh,
I prophesy.
I prophesy.
Over you.
Over you.
Sickness has to move.
Ooh,
I prophesy.
Prophesy.
Over you.
Over you.
Blessings.
Yeah, yeah.
Prosperity too.
Prosperity too.
Once again, you're listening to Prophetic Infusion. You can call in if you need a prayer or you have any questions. Call in at 904-831-1079. Now, I have a question for Dr. LaTarsha. Now, when you mentioned the girl in the gap and God gave you that, and that was like a prophetic utterance, how is that, you know, tying in with the scripture and the word of God that's pertaining to your life?
I don't know the fullness yet.
Okay.
But what I do know is that God equips, what he's called, he equips. And everything that is needed in the kingdom is already in the kingdom.
Amen.
And they're just, it has to be pulled out. I might have a piece and you might have a piece.
Amen.
She might have a piece. But when we put it together, it builds a foundation for it. Kingdom business to be done. Most of the time people forget that the church is four walls. You know, they have that concept that the church is four walls, but we are the church.
Amen.
Outside of the four walls, if there's a need that you have, if I can't meet that need, I ought to have the resources to get you what you need.
Amen.
If there's something that we're lacking in the body of Christ, we ought to be able to come together, regardless as to what our denominations are.
Amen.
You know, as long as the total outcome is serving God and pleasing God.
Amen. That is awesome, and that is true. And that's truly, I believe, that is what God has called us to be. We are one body. We're not separate vessels. We are one body jointly fitted together. Amen. I may be the hand, you may be the arm, but without the arm, the hand is of no use. So that is very true. We have to learn how to work together in conjunction for the kingdom and to bring the kingdom. You know, like she said, I may have a resource, you may have a resource. And if we learn to work together as the body of Christ, we could bring forth the gospel to the world, not just the word, but with signs and wonders, you know, proclaiming that Jesus is real. He's alive today and yesterday. Amen. We have a call right now. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Daryl Ferguson. I'm pastor of United Ministries Church Center. And I'm just calling for, first off, to say thank you all for the prayers and everything. That's number one. Number two is that I'm in the process of opening a Christian academy. God has just worked on my spirit and worked on my heart to do it. And we need prayer for as much prayer as we can get for the funding and everything that's going to be happening with that, and our projected goal. I'm just following what God told me to do. We're going to open that school next school year. I'm not even worried about anything that's happening. I'm just letting God lead it all the way.
Amen. Dr. LaTarsha.
Heavenly Father, we stand in agreement with this brother today. We ask that you open doors that no man can close.
Amen.
That you supply the finances, the needs, and whatever is needed,
yes,
God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, I ask you to open up his wisdom and understanding, God.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, lead him, God, in the way you have him to go.
Yes, Lord.
Create the curriculum, God,
yes,
that will focus on you being glorified, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will send the people that he needs for help, God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. And that those people, God, will be willing workers, God.
Yes, Lord.
With the kingdom focus in mind. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. And Pastor, I do want to say one thing. This is a vision that God has given you. God,
yes,
this is the work of God. He has already supplied all your needs. Don't allow the enemy to come in and tell you otherwise. Don't allow, the Bible said our weapons are not carnal, but are mighty through God, pulling down strongholds. Glory by, against every imagination that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ. Imagination is that thought life. The Bible said we gotta wear in the armor of God against the wiles of the enemy. He comes in to trick us by a deception, by saying, you sure God gave you this? Are you sure you're going to have enough money? Are you sure you're going to have?
Yes.
That is the trick of the enemy to get you to doubt. If God gave you this vision, you stand on it and you run off that. And you don't allow anybody or anyone to tell you otherwise, but stand on the word of God and declare and decree it in the name of Jesus. Go in peace, Pastor. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you all. Bless you. So much has already happened in the last 2 days. I can't. Oh my goodness. God is just working.
Amen, Pastor. At the end, I'm going to give a phone number to Soul Harvest. My apostle is America's Cheney. I know he would love to talk with you and fellowship and create a connection. So I'm going to give you that number at the end of the service. Amen.
Thank you. I'm going to make connections with everybody.
Amen. That's what it's about. We connect in the body of Christ and working together for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all. And God bless all of you all.
God bless you, Pastor. You're listening to Prophetic Infusion. You can call in to 831-1079. Amen. If you have any prayers or questions, glory be to God. Call in. We're here to help and assist. Amen. Now, going back to what we were talking about, and I just want to hit that key scripture one more time again, because I just wanted to soak in that, you know, that this is what God is doing for us because of his love, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened by might, by his spirit in any man. Amen. We have a call right now. We'll go to the call. Amen. Caller, go ahead.
Yes. How you doing? My name is Jacqueline Small, and I'm just calling for a general prayer, please.
All right, Jacqueline. Glory be to God. Dr. Latasha.
Heavenly Father, we come to you asking you to bless her today. Amen. Well, whatever her needs are, we ask that you will meet them and grant her peace, God,
Amen.
Today. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to take control of her mind and her thoughts, God.
Amen.
And let them be glorified unto you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you watch over her family, God. Whatever they're standing in the needs of, that you will be the source, God. In the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
And God will be careful to give you honor and praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Jacqueline,
amen.
Amen. Jacqueline, remember when the Bible said, when you keep your mind set on God, he will keep you in perfect peace. Glory be to God. Don't get distracted by the things of this world. Keep your mind and your focus on the Lord. He will keep you in perfect peace. Go in peace, Jacqueline. Glory be
in
to
Jesus
God.
Name. Thank
amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Caller, go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
I heard your number on the radio.
Amen. Did you call in with a question or do you need prayer?
Prayer.
Hello. Prayer? Okay. And what is your name, sister? What is your name?
I'm a boy.
Oh, I do apologize. I can't hear. What is your name, son?
Glenn,
okay. Dr. Latasha?
Father God, we lift Glenn up before you today, and whatever he's standing in the need of, God. Lord, I ask you to be his strength, God, right now in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you to lift him up above everything he's being confronted with, God. Lord, I ask that you speak to him audibly, God, so he will know that you're with him, God. Lord, I ask you to wrap your loving arms around him, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind everything that's coming up against him now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we break the spirits, God, that are trying to overtake his life now, God. In the name of Jesus, we confront every
Amen.
Bully,
yes,
God.
Yes, yes,
in
yes,
the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory be to God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Every bully, God, that's standing up against him, God. We ask that you would give him the strength, God, to turn and walk away,
yes,
God,
Lord.
In peace and in love, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you will send those, God, that will be able to
yes,
wrap
Lord.
Their arms around him
yes, Jesus.
And show him true love, God,
yes, yes.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for every teacher he's confronted
yes.
with, every administrator he's
yes.
confronted with, every leader in that school, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to send a shield of protection
yes,
around
yes,
him
yes.
now.
Glory be
in
God.
The name of
Shara
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to
yes,
God.
Lord,
we ask that you will bring peace to his mind. And
yes.
that we'll give you the glory in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Glenn, remember, Christ Jesus loves you. No matter what the world tells you, he loves you. Go in peace. Amen. 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 I just, at this one time, I just, before we go over the focus script, I just want to remind everyone that Dr. Chaney, Apostle Americus Chaney, will be in revival tomorrow at Soul Tabernacle Ministries at 4578 St. John's Avenue. And our dear sister, Apostle Latanya Turner, is in revival there tonight. So please go out and support the man and woman of God. Amen.
And again, our focus scripture came from Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we may ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us.
Amen. At this time, I would like to invite everybody to come out to Soul Harvest Ministries. We're at 582 Plantation Drive, Middleburg, Florida. If you need to, contact phone number is 904-405-5838. Once again, contact number is 904-405-5838. I know I said Middleburg, Florida, but it's right there by Orange Park. And once again, the address is 582 Plantation Drive. Our service starts at 12 o'clock. I want to thank everybody that listened to us today, and go in
Thanks
peace.
For joining us for
Jesus loves you.
With
Amen.
Americus and Clarice Chaney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.